Hey, good Wednesday morning, WoWo Land. Thanks for hanging out with us bright and early here on WoWo. Someone else hanging out with us right now, we've got Pat Miller from the Pat Miller Program. Pat, thanks for waking up and being on time this
Happy
morning.
Happy Wednesday morning to you. And notice that today, with whatever it is we're talking about, as opposed to yesterday, I didn't come running through the door 10 minutes too late, not knowing what was going on. I'm actually here and I'm on time.
You are actually here and you are on time, thank goodness, because I just wanted to recap the big announcement that you did miss yesterday and you weren't on time for, and that was the announcement when we revealed this year's Penny Pitch recipient. If you did miss that announcement, WoWo Land, it is Gigi's Playhouse here in Fort Wayne. And Pat, I just wanted to bring you in because I feel like when it comes to Penny Pitch, you are my partner in crime, right-hand man, and we can't do Penny Pitch without each other.
Yeah, let me tell you what's going to happen. Okay, on the last night of the phone-a-thon, you and I are going to be sitting there together across from each other at the table, begging for one last 1,000 or one last 5,000. We're going to have tears in our eyes. Mm-hmm. We're going to be grinning and crying all at the same time. I can see it coming. But man, what a great reason to do it with Gigi's Playhouse.
It is. I'm really excited for Gigi's Playhouse. For folks who are unfamiliar with the organization or just not aware, they've been around for about 6 years now. Quite frankly, it seems like they've been around longer than that. It's crazy when I look back at their timeline. But they are here to provide these programs to give purpose and meaning to adults and kiddos with Down syndrome. I mean, they go all the way down to prenatal care, all the way up to, you know, someone who's 90 years old with Down syndrome. It doesn't matter the age. And this program, this facility is right here in Fort Wayne. I know there's one just outside of Indy. South Bend is trying to get one, but it's really special here to Fort Wayne, and they serve all of Northeast Indiana.
Right. They're on the north side of town. Mm-hmm. They're in Washington Square.
Yes.
Gigi's Playhouse. You go in there. It's a magical place when you're in there. And I've told you, I think I mentioned this when I was with you on my program yesterday. There's just something about Down syndrome people. Yes, they're handicapped. Yes, they're limited in what they can do. I have never met people with so little guile and so little self-pretense. And they just want to make you happy.
They're positive, uplifting, encouraging. And I think we could all use a little bit of that right now because of all this COVID drama going on that doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon. So I'm really, really excited about this one. And Pat, something that I've learned already along the way in talking with the folks from Gigi's Playhouse is that if you have Down syndrome, you will never be able to drive.
Right.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So if you're 40 years old and you've come through Gigi's Playhouse as a kid and you quote unquote graduated, you might get a job and you might be working. Sometimes you'll see them working at a fast food store or bagging groceries at a Kroger or something. But they had to get themselves there, and it's not always the easiest thing to do.
And then there comes their need. What we're going to try to do here with this year's Penny Pitch campaign is raise enough funds for them to get a 15-passenger van so they can actually transport these folks to and from their jobs, to and from some other programs that they're involved in. Just help them be immersed in the community. And I said it yesterday. I'm going to continue probably saying it from here on out. I want to do better than that. I want to not only get the van, but I want to raise enough funds for the insurance, for the driver, to wrap the vehicle so they can advertise Gigi's Playhouse on the side of that thing. You know, I just want to give them everything and anything that we possibly can with the funds that we're going to try to raise.
Well, and you know, once we get the van purchased, okay, and we will, but after that, we need to figure out how many miles a gallon does that thing get and how big is the tank, because then I'm going to make people start calling up and pledging to buy a tank full of gas so that we can get them around and get them to work. This is an incredible thing, and you're going to remember that you gave toward this year's Penny Pitch every time you see that van on the street.
Absolutely. I think transportation is something that we all take for granted. So, you know, I'm just encouraging folks, whether it's $1, $5, $5,000, you know, reach in and help us support Gigi's Playhouse this year. If you're already feeling the desire, you're feeling called to donate, you can already do that online at wobo.com. You can text the word penny to 46862. You can donate right there over your mobile device, or save all your pennies, save your cash, because we're going to be out November 19th at Christmas on Broadway to kick off this year's Penny Pitch event with Mr. Christmas himself, Steve Shine. And Pat, you'll be broadcasting live, right?
I'll be broadcasting live from upstairs in the office at Shine and Harden, looking out the big plate glass window, and I'll be able to see you and all the other people down on the street.
I love it. I love it. I'm looking forward to it. Mark your calendars, November 19th, this year's Penny Pitch recipient. If you missed the big announcement, Gigi's Playhouse here in Fort Wayne.
Podcasts by Federated Media.